Hello, and welcome to the Clear Seas Research 2009 Capital Expenditure Podcast. My name is Sarah Korp, and I'm the Executive Director of the Food and Packaging Division. For those of you that are not familiar with Clear Seas Research, we are a full-service market research company located in Troy, Michigan. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about planned capital expenditures in the food and beverage industry for 2009. The information I provide today was gathered from a study conducted among food and beverage processors in January of this year. All study participants were pre-screened to verify their involvement in the capital expenditure budgeting process and represent six product categories: snack and bakery, beverage, dairy, protein, candy, and refrigerated or convenience foods. This podcast will focus on participant responses in total. However, a full report is available that breaks down all information by each of the segments I just mentioned. So, to begin with, what are capital expenditures? They're generally defined as long-term investments that create future benefits. In the food and beverage world, these may include purchases of packaging machinery, processing equipment, process automation, or new plant construction, to name just a few. On average, processors tell us that they spend just over 10% of their total annual revenue on capital projects. Interestingly, a substantial proportion report spending over 20% of their total annual revenue on capital projects. So, for suppliers, careful targeting of capital expenditure projects represent a very fruitful source of sales and revenue. Now, when processors are making sourcing decisions for capital projects, they rely on a very well-defined set of criteria in arriving at a decision. Our survey tested 15 different factors and determined that the top five most important criteria in 2009, in order of importance, are performance, overall quality, safety, contribution to operational efficiency, and sanitation. To best meet processor needs, suppliers should focus and improve upon these specific factors. Value propositions that concentrate on other factors will not net a strong return in 2009. For example, purchase price, relative to the other factors tested, is only moderately important in sourcing decisions this year. Next, when comparing planned capital spending in 2009 to actual spending in 2008, we see that a majority of companies will either hold their spending constant or increase their spending this year. Now, while many companies are increasing or holding their spending, processors who are reducing capital spending in the current year are making fairly deep cuts. By using the key supplier decision criteria that I discussed just a minute ago, suppliers can best target new or existing capital projects planned for 2009. Now, next, many factors play a role in driving capital spending decisions. We tested 11 possible motivations behind capital spending decisions and can report that the top three factors for 2009 are improving efficiency, increasing capacity, and reducing labor expenses. The factors least likely to drive decisions in 2009 include meeting quality control standards, reducing wastewater energy expenditures, and building a new facility. Again, successful suppliers will recognize and address the changing motivations behind purchase decisions in the current year. Now, in looking forward, 82% of processors report a positive outlook on the future of their company and on the industry overall. This indicates that despite the current economic times, the industry as a whole is confident that forward momentum will not be stopped. Now, among those willing to make predictions about capital spending for 2010, about one-third anticipate spending more versus the current year, and about a quarter expect to spend about the same as this year. Both of these things are good news. In closing, I'd like to thank you for listening to this podcast and remind you that a full report on capital expenditure plans by segment is available for purchase. If you're interested, please contact me, Sarah Korp, at 248-786-1625, or go to our website, www.clearseasresearch.com. Thank you.